Bill Shishko here with you for a special Easter edition of HealthWise, brought to you by your friends at 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York, and Cottage Pharmacy, 8285 Jericho Turnpike, Woodbury, New York, awarded as Long Island's best pharmacies. The greatest days of human history are what we've come to call Good Friday and Easter. On that especially holy Friday, Jesus Christ, the God-man, bore the wrath of God for the sins of his people as he died the cursed death of the cross. On that especially holy Sunday, Jesus rose from the dead, being appointed Son of God with power by that resurrection. And those events have everything to do with real health. You see, your best care of your bodies by exercise, good nutrition, and generally good living habits won't give you everlasting life. One day, you'll die. And the finest surgical medical devices won't give you perfect bodies. Your body will one day decompose in the ground. Now that, of course, is bad news. We don't like to hear that, but it's true. Now here's the good news. For the wages of sin, which is death, Jesus paid the full price that you might be delivered from the guilt and power of sin. And to replace a world, what the Bible calls an age, in which the grave is the beginning of real everlasting destruction, Jesus was raised from the dead and lives forever as, once again, what the Bible calls the first fruits of those who sleep. Those who depart this life resting by faith in the one who conquered death really never die. Their souls go to be with Christ in the heavenly state, and their bodies, being still united to Christ, rest in their graves until the great day of resurrection when Jesus returns. Now, that's not just good news. That's great news. In fact, it's the greatest of news. And that's why, at this time of the year, churches take special time to remember these great events of human history. The Bible even calls the teaching about these events sound teaching. We got our word hygienic from the Greek word for sound. And you could make the case that the sound teaching about Jesus and his work that you take to yourself by faith, even as you take nutritional things to your body, gives you the greatest of health, everlasting life. And it's a life not just granted to your soul, but to your body as well. Eternity, for the one who trusts in Christ alone for his or her salvation, is real material life with real material bodies that have been completely transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit, the great gift of the risen and reigning Jesus Christ. Your friends at 110 Pharmacy and Surgical and Cottage Pharmacy want you to hear what the Bible says about Christ's resurrection and about the everlasting life you can have through faith in Jesus Christ. So I'll be reading from the 15th chapter of the book of 1 Corinthians, part of what's called the Bible's New Testament. It's the great resurrection chapter in the Bible. And because the only fitting response to these things, along with faith, is worship, you'll also hear the kind of music that we use in worship to praise the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit for this utterly amazing, death-conquering work by Jesus Christ the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 28, written by the Apostle Paul under the inspiration of God, God's word about Paul's ministry and the glorious meaning of Christ's resurrection from the dead. Hear the word of God. Now I would remind you, brothers, of the gospel I preached to you, which you received, in which you stand, and by which you are being saved, if you hold fast to the word I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures, that he appeared to Cephas and then to the 12. Then he appeared to more than 500 brothers at one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles, and last of all, as to one untimely born, he appeared also to me. For I am the least of the apostles, unworthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God I am what I am, and his grace toward me was not in vain. On the contrary, I worked harder than any of them, though it was not I, but the grace of God that's with me. Whether then it was I or they, so we preach, and so you believed. Now, if Christ is proclaimed as raised from the dead, how can some of you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there is no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is in vain, and your faith is in vain. We're even found to be misrepresenting God, because we testified about God that he raised Christ, whom he did not raise, if it is true that the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile, and you're still in your sins. And then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. If in Christ we have hope in this life only, we are of all people most to be pitied. But now Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For as by a man came death, by a man has come also the resurrection of the dead. For as Adam all die, so also in Christ shall all be made alive. But each in his own order, Christ the first fruits, and then it is coming those who belong to Christ, and then comes the end, when he delivers the kingdom to God the Father, after destroying every rule and every authority and power, for he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. For God has put all things in subjection under his feet. But when it says all things are put in subjection, it's plain that he has accepted who put all things in subjection under him. When all things are subjected to him, then the Son himself will also be subjected to him who put all things in subjection under him, that God may be all in all. This special edition of HealthWise, I'm reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and we come to verses 35 through 58. Once again, hear the Word of God. But someone will ask, how are the dead raised? With what kind of body do they come? You foolish person, what you sow does not come to life unless it dies. And what you sow is not the body that is to be, but a bare kernel, perhaps of wheat or of some other grain. But God gives it a body as he has chosen, and to each kind of seed its own body. For not all flesh is the same, but there's one kind for humans, another for animals, another for birds, and another for fish. There are heavenly bodies and earthly bodies, but the glory of the heavenly is of one kind, and the glory of the earthly is of another. There's one glory of the sun, and another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars, for star differs from star in glory. And so it is with the resurrection of the dead. What is sown is perishable. What is raised is imperishable. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. If there's a natural body, there's also a spiritual body. Thus, it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living being. The last Adam became life-giving spirit. But it's not the spiritual that is first, but the natural, and then the spiritual. The first man was from the earth, a man of dust. The second man is from heaven. As was the man of dust, so also are those who are of the dust. And as is the man of heaven, so also are those who are of heaven. Just as we've borne the image of the man of dust, we shall also bear the image of the man of heaven. I tell you this, brothers, flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we shall be changed. For this perishable body must put on the imperishable, and this mortal body must put on immortality. when the perishable puts on the imperishable and the mortal puts on immortality, then shall come to pass the saying that is written, Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And therefore, my beloved brothers, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. And all of this is true because Jesus Christ conquered death. The empty tomb declares that the sting of death is taken away for all who come to Christ as their refuge from sin, from death, and from everlasting destruction. Jesus is Lord. He does reign from heaven, crowning with many crowns. He is risen from the dead, and He is Lord. normally during this time we would be interviewing people about nutrition and surgical medical items on this program called HealthWise, but Cottage Pharmacy and 110 Pharmacy wanted to take some time on this day before Easter so that we could reflect on the resurrection of Christ, not only through the Word of God read, but also through the singing that so captures what the Word of God teaches. This special Easter edition of HealthWise has been brought to you by your friends at 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, and they're located at 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York, and also by Cottage Pharmacy, 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York. They've been awarded as Long Island's best pharmacies. And they also want you to know that all you have to do is mention that you've heard HealthWise on WLIE Radio, and you'll receive a 20% discount in the nutrition department, the surgical medical department, and also in the boutique. Once again, that's at 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York, and Cottage Pharmacy, 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York. Tomorrow is a special celebration of what every Sunday is, a remembrance of Christ's resurrection, and our friends at these pharmacies want you to remember that. Tomorrow is a special celebration of everlasting, real health, everlasting life through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Please find a church in which the Word of God is believed and in which the Word of God, as it is focused on the Lord Jesus Christ, is preached, and in which Christ himself is by the Holy Spirit shown in the lives of its leaders, in the lives of its lay people, as we call them, and in the church as a body, because that's what the church is all about. The church is a visible manifestation of the risen Lord Jesus Christ by the Holy Spirit. It is every week a great testimony to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Please worship God tomorrow in a church that is faithful to the Word of God. And not only now and tomorrow, but every day. Never forget, Christ Jesus is risen. He is risen indeed. Listen in next Saturday at 1 p.m. for the next edition of HealthWise, brought to you by your friends at 110 Pharmacy, 459 Walt Whitman Road in Melville, New York. Call them on their toll-free number, 1-800-599-9963. That's 1-800-599-9963. Thanks for listening. For now, be HealthWise.